Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. The readings are taken from Ephesians 1, beginning at verse 3, and Acts 10, beginning at verse 34. And our talk is by Mike Gillingham, a lay reader at St. James. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked to our website.
Good morning. The first reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. We've just sung the middle chorus about belonging to God and not being our own. And in this reading, from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he gives praise for the blessings of belonging to Christ and about adoption, which is an incredible concept that we are adopted and chosen by God. Ephesians 1, starting at 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, we might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading is from Acts 10, and we're beginning to read at verse 34. This reading comes after Peter has just experienced a seismic shift in his worldview. He's been invited to enter the home of a non-Jew to share the good news of Jesus with him. And that's something that's so unthinkable for him at that time that it takes a vision from the Holy Spirit to convince him to accept. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
When I was a boy, I started to read the Hornblower series and read them eventually all the way through from midshipman to retired admiral. I first read the cadet editions, which didn't dwell on his love life, but later I've read the adult ones. And sometimes he would set sail not knowing what his orders were. Somebody in the Admiralty had planned something and put it in a sealed envelope. And then in his cabin, not as grand as this one, this is from HMS Victory, and I guess Nelson had a rather bigger one than Hornblower would have had. And in his cabin, he would open these secret orders and find out what had been planned. The secret plan that the Admiralty had, that they'd given him a whole ship and crew to carry out. Of course, we're being deluged with plans at the moment, some of which will come to pass, no doubt, and some won't. Can I just say, as an aside, I think it's our duty as Christians to vote. Otherwise, politicians won't care about what Christians believe, and they ought to care. We ought to use your vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. That would be presumptuous. But I think we all ought to vote. Well, today we're dealing with some far more important plans. God's secret plan that he's made known to us. We've got the envelope opened. We can read them. God has given us his plans. Wow. And what a plan. Look at that promise. It really makes all the manifestos look a bit tame, doesn't it? To bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. What a great plan. And the thing about this plan is God can do it. That's quite unlike all the political parties. It's quite unlike the Admiralty. Sometimes Hornblower carried out the plan and fulfilled it. Sometimes he didn't. Sometimes political parties do what they wanted to. Sometimes they don't. But this plan is God's. And Paul is telling the Ephesian people, members of that church, in him we were also chosen. We've been chosen. They were included, and this is for us as well. I wish I had a mirror so I could put in each of you and you could see your face and say, God chose you. Perhaps I ought to have asked Ray, there's a song, isn't it, where the music group go, you and you and you and you. It's you and you and you and you. God chose you. And when did it happen? Before the creation of the world. Before the creation of the world. I can remember Jackie and I, before we were married, sitting in Lion's Corner House. Now, for those younger members, that's a bit like Costa, maybe, only rather English. We sat there and we decided we'd quite like to have two children. And a few years later, there they were. wow, our plan succeeded, and we were very pleased about that. If only everything we planned had happened, but never mind. But God had planned that much earlier, before the foundation of the world, before the world was. He knew about you, and he chose you because he loved you. Of course, just as we had to wait for our plans to succeed, so we are all waiting for God's bigger plan to bring unity in all things in heaven and earth under Christ. And we need a tad more patience. It was years before we had our children, but it's going to be a bit yet before we have that great final fulfillment. Of course, there have been many who tried to predict the time or even claim that they were fulfillment. You may know about the Agapemone in Spaxton. The building's still there, but the Agapemone failed because the person who claimed to be Christ returned wasn't. But God chose us to be part of his plan, to become children of God, because it pleased him. If you see children enjoying themselves, doesn't it lift your heart? Particularly if they're children you know and love. It's really delightful to see them play and enjoying themselves. And God's like that. Sorry, I'm too enthusiastic. Eric Liddell. You may have heard of him. You may have seen the film Chariots of Fire. He was a great runner in the 1920s and won an Olympic medal at the wrong distance because he chose not to run on a Sunday. Anyway, that's all part of the story. The quotation from him I like is, "I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure." God is pleased when we're pleased. When we're happy enjoying ourselves, God's happy because we're happy. That's what he wants. Some people think of God looking at you to see if you're doing something wrong so he can tell you off. No, he's looking at you to see that you're happy and enjoying yourself. When we're happy, God is delighted and he's changing. Right. And he's changing us. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Paul gets carried away here. He quite often does. I mean, sometimes his readings seem quite difficult to understand. But sometimes it's because he just got carried away and words just flowed. And you can imagine the poor guy trying to write them down, scribbling away furiously because he was that enthusiastic and delighted. And it often happens. Apparently, it's difficult to translate. For me, it would be impossible. But we have this, that riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. That's a lovely word, isn't it? He doesn't give us a little bit of grace. He lavishes it all over the place for us. So many good things. And while we're here, the imperfect shadow of the glorious beings we will be, because God intends that you will be the perfect you, the you you were always meant to be. God has given us a guarantee. A guarantee. Arabone is the Greek word. And apparently it's used in modern Greek for an engagement ring. When I gave Jackie a ring, I was promising to marry her. And I did. God has promised to shower us with good things, to forgive us and change us. And we have God's Spirit as a guarantee that that will happen. Remember, one of the first followers of Jesus was Peter. We heard about him in that second reading. This is a statue in Jerusalem called Peter Gallicantu, Peter and the Cock Crowing. And you will all remember that sad story of betrayal, where Jesus denied, when Peter denied Jesus three times, and the cock crowed, and he wept bitterly because he had failed. And yet, Peter is there in this Gentile house with a centurion and his extended family. And he says he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. Peter was chosen. Peter, who so often got it wrong, so often failed. And I think the Bible is great in that when it talks about its heroes, it shows that they are ordinary people with weaknesses. You can take somebody like David, the great king, and he did what was wrong. So often we see that. And that's actually an encouragement, because God has chosen us to do things that we can't do. But as Peter was empowered by the Spirit and did things that he could never have imagined doing, he was too frightened to speak to a servant girl, and here he is speaking to a packed crowd. And we've recently talked about Pentecost, where he talks to a whole heap of people. That same Peter, because he's empowered by the Spirit. And remember that God chose us. You, me, he chose us long ago, each one of us. And it doesn't really matter who we are, whether we're old, like me, or very young, like those lost sheep who are finding themselves, being found by the shepherd. Whether we're fit or unfit, whether we're tall or short, whether we're good at this or bad at this or good at that, and it doesn't matter at all. God chose you. And he has a purpose for each one of us. I need that mirror again. Or perhaps, you know, that famous Kitchener poster, England needs you. God needs you. And you, and you, and he's got a purpose for you, and you, and you. God doesn't need us, actually. Kitchener needed an army. God doesn't need us, but he wants to use us. And he's not going to ask us to do something that's impossible. He's not going to ask us to take over the country and win the general election. We're a bit late for that anyway. But he's not going to do that. Just as Hornblower was given a ship and a crew, so we are given God's Spirit. That's the power that we need. And each one of us has that gift of the Spirit to empower us to do whatever it is God has in mind for you. Because he's got something in mind for you. Well, lots of things. And you're going to enjoy them. It's going to be great. So what can we do except join with Paul as he says when he gets carried away, let us praise his glory. Let us praise our glorious God. Let us pray. Our God, we just find your plans for us so wonderful. We pray that by your Spirit, we may do whatever it is you have for us, and that you will guide us, and that we will enjoy and give you delight in all that we do. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.